tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Mr. and Mrs. Skullhead Show coming to you of a Monday night. I am Mr. Skullhead, and Mrs. Skullhead is sitting right next to me looking kind of tired, as are we all.
Hello, sigh.
I forgot to tell the silly button, and I did actually pick up the stream, but got him a while ago, in fact. Yes. So, this is ordinarily the time slot for 10 dozen minutes with Jake and Mr. Skullhead. Jake is currently in San Diego because he very wisely decided to start planning for Comic-Con a couple of months in advance this year, so we have some space there to store stuff, and he's going out there with his wife to take some of that stuff out. He's going to be back and forth from San Diego for most of the intervening months, April's done. May, June, and half of July. So, on any given night, you may find that it's a Jake and Skullhead Show, or perhaps a Mr. and Mrs. Skullhead Show, or a Mr. Skullhead, Mrs. Skullhead, and Slaney Show, maybe that kind of thing, and what on earth are you doing?
She's touching my stuff. I can't see.
You don't give another man's wife a foot massage, and you don't touch another man's mouse. Actually, you do. You're welcome to. Sleban says, yeah, figured you did when all of Slash Radio didn't scream, what happened? So, apparently we're live, and we both sound good. We just got back from seeing MC Frontalot rock the house to the ground in Tucson.
Mm-hmm.
It was a beautiful show. There were about 50 people there, I think.
Yeah, I would say 50 to 60 people.
The audience was as I remarked to Mrs. Scullett, if somebody had asked me to predict what kind of audience there would be, I probably would have pulled some crap out of my head. You're like, oh, some, probably like a couple of, you know, maybe an oversexed goth girl in pigtails, probably some dude with like a safari hat and a Penny Arcade shirt, definitely a dude with a kilt. Lots of the kind of shirts that say things like, I steal music from the internet, and no, I won't fix your computer, and yeah, it was a very predictable audience. I think there were maybe three or four people there who you wouldn't immediately say, oh, you went to see Front, didn't you? But I was pleased, because Homeboy has really honed his performance skills. I think I saw him in 2004 or 3, 4. And it was clear that he had never really imagined that he would be performing in front of people. You know, like, he was really nervous, and the band was not 100% prepared, and it was fun, but it was clear that, you know, he was a better recorded act than a live act. But this time around, I mean, the band was tight, they really had their shit together, and MC Front was amazing, just energetic, running, jumping around.
Hey, fucking cat.
Idiot cat just yanked my MC Front Lot Tour t-shirt off of the windowsill.
Fuck off.
No. She won't. Mm. He won't.
He. Oh. Bastard.
Xenophobe's cat is a pain in the ass.
But speaking of not pain in the ass kittens, our almost adopted kitten Daria has now found a place in a shelter and hopefully has been adopted by now.
Yes.
She was very cute.
Provided she did get over the just fountains of liquid shit that she had going on for a while.
I would say that problem stemmed mainly from probably having been starved for a while, given that we gave her a bowl of, like, a big bowl of food able to last a couple days, even with our fat-ass cats, and a large bowl of water, and it was gone within a couple hours. Just kind of immediately processed everything, you know. Pretty fast digestive tract.
Yeah, good old Daria. We will miss her. She was cute, regardless of what anyone says. It was a very cute cat. Jay Herskow says, how about a tiny reward for getting questions on your show?
Nah, that doesn't take much effort.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to do that because the criteria for getting a question on the show tends to change from really insightful to is ridiculous and will allow us to make fun of you fairly quickly, and I would hate to see people vying for that slot.
Yeah.
So, definitely not.
Alright, what else we got here? Wow. Clapping Man asked for, how about a completely compact mode? I prefer to play without graphics at all. Perhaps this would make people using front-end tap the web server to... I don't know what that
Perhaps
means.
Perhaps doesn't make people using front-ends like Grease Monkey and stuff tap the web server too much. what I'd like to see done before that is to figure out a way without completely rewriting all of the software for the program to be able to run on a PDA, like cell phone, that kind of stuff. Hey, Jix in dev. Jix online, but he is far away. Anyway, that's an interesting idea. The thing is, so little of the data that runs through the game, the intertubes, is picture. Because the pictures are all really, really tiny, so even if there's a page full of them, they're still like 2K a piece.
Mm. Plus, you know, the pictures are part of the experience. I mean, compact mode helps a great deal with saving bandwidth and all that, but the actual... I live for waiting for Jick to draw cute little pictures like the little penguins or the little... in the beginning, like the gravy fairy, everything. It's just... They're so cute.
What I particularly enjoy is coming up with an idea and seeing what Jick draws.
Yeah.
That entertains me a lot. For there are some things that he was quite annoyed with me for. He said, you know, give me a familiar that does this, this, and this. And I said, okay. And I came up with a concept that he's going to have a hard time drawing. Somebody tell me how to disable... Oh, inventory options. I'll bet it's in there. High inventory options.
Doesn't play this
there
game.
We go. Yes, all right.
Except for the fancy new stuff that none of you can see yet.
Yes, I was playing around with a level 12 quest today, and my god, that's going to be great.
You're going to love it.
Yes.
Too bad you can't play it now.
And if you don't love it, you're going to be hit with a stick.
All right.
Kakezula. Or perhaps Kakezula.
Kakezula.
Oh, no. There goes Tokyo. Kakezula. Yeah. Kakezula says, how about something from the gift certificate, the that warm subject gift certificate, for those who can't wear shirts, like a spiked collar accessory or some of those ridiculous pants those people wear.
Those people.
No, the original idea for the warm subject gift certificate, which is not a Hot Topic gift certificate at all.
No.
Surely not.
Surely not.
No. I wish you wouldn't do that.
But I gotta put my legs up.
I wish you wouldn't do that.
Oh, but...
that's not very comfortable for me.
It's very comfortable for me, though.
Oh, well, I guess that's the important thing.
That is the important thing.
No, the original idea with the warm subject thing was that you would just get meat out of it because you wouldn't be caught dead wearing anything in there. And then when we had the torso awareness, we thought, oh, we'll throw a shirt in there because we need to throw shirts in elsewhere. But we did not want to get into... stocking that store.
Especially since there are quite a few people who play King of Loathing who actually like Hot Topic. Yeah. You know, we don't want to make fun of make fun of it too much. Because we like our player base despite the comments, snarky comments that are made about them.
Even though we make fun of them.
Wow.
Macaronis is the new Hogginess. I mean, I guess we're looking at it with some fairly large text, so that probably is not a horribly long question, but it's too long to answer right.
And it's large text because Mrs. Skullhead is unable to see and probably should go to the eye doctor and figure out what's wrong before she goes completely blind.
Yes.
That would be useful.
Vicky Holden says, how come she's the naughty sorceress? Shouldn't she be the naughty sorceress? Also, I think she's an Amanda. Nobody knows what her first name is because people who are all like, hey, baby, what's your name? Tend to get turned into something unpleasant.
Yeah.
But she's not a sorceress. She's not, she is outside of the character classes. She practices pure evil magic without filtering it through foodstuffs. Mm-hmm. Which is why she's kind of freaky.
All right, let's see what else we got here. What?
LSK says, hot stuff, where are you? Everybody's eyes are closed. I can't see you.
Bless you.
Oh. I don't think, no, you do hit them. And, then you get a corroded weapon because somehow the crossbow bolt from your ranged weapon transfers this corrosion to your weapon, probably through the use of Siren's Child, and Do You Hear Me Call?
Sorry.
This corrosion, what?
Yeah, I know.
You know.
I know.
Don't try to pretend you don't know.
I know.
Silibon says we're off the 24K. Silibon is smoking crack. Nothing's changed.
Let's see here. Alright, what else we got?
Macarona says, will there be a 20% plus 20% booze drops item similar to the rice bowl sometime in the future? Probably. That seems to be one of the ways in which we can bring symmetry to the game. And if there's one thing we love here at Asymmetric Publications, it's symmetry.
Symmetry. Mm. Yeah. Alright. I thought it did appear. Hogulus asks, when you look at a player's profile and that player is in hardcore, there's a little hardcore under his or her name. Is there any way you could make a Ronin appear under the names of people who are in Ronin? I know at least in the clan, when you look under the clan roster, you can see who's in Ronin and who's in hardcore, but...
Are you still in Ronin? Jezzify? I know you haven't played in a while.
I have no idea. What level am I? I know I'm level 8, so I'm obviously not in Ronin. So. I don't know about that, but it should, and we'll look into it. Thank you for the nice short question, Argus.
I'll make a note of it.
Should we flush the toilet?
No, Jake wanted us to keep the question.
Okay.
We're planning on doing a little user interface upgrade here, where we can only flush the questions that we don't want to keep.
Mm.
So I'll have a little checkbox by each question. Since you guys can't see our interface, then...
That's not really something you care about.
Yeah.
but it's good for the people who are on the radio all the time. I mean, I don't really care. But
say, Balance Tour says, you've been talking for months about NS-13. Are you aware of the major gang known as MS-13? The two sound so much alike it creeps me out. The last thing K-Well needs is street violence. What would you call all the fights in the sleazy back alley, if not street violence? MS-13, yeah. Badass gang. They threaten the nation's security, says Rita Cosby. They're from El Salvador. Huh.
See, well, I'm sure, like, if CNN runs another news story, they'll quickly...
I thought it was just, like, 13 people with multiple sclerosis, which really wouldn't be that frightening.
Well, it could be. They've got some wicked canes.
I don't know. What are they going to do? Like, tremble at you?
That's so mean.
Where bears in Ronin? When you do a who is, it says in Ronin. So, presumably... Yeah, it doesn't say it on the actual account name, but presumably, to get to that account screen,
you have to do
a ton of who is.
And the who is says they're in Ronin.
Yeah, so just do a who is, and then we don't have to do any work, and that's better.
That's totally better. Let's see.
Canker girl. Kierkegaard says, why is it that clan buffs cannot be cast on an individual basis when nearly everything else clan-based is individualized? Because the clan buffs are cast in a manner in which...
It's all about being part of the family.
Community.
It's a community, you know. If one, you want to treat most people equal in the clans, so you're going to buff one, buff them all. Otherwise, just... I guess the clan buffs are different. Like, well, can you just cast buffs on somebody...
If I'm not mistaken, God, we're so bad at this. Okay.
We're trying really hard to answer the questions thoroughly this time.
Here's the rationale behind that. The everything in the lounge of your clan room are things that you as an individual would do while you're hanging out in your clan. The clan buffs are classes that you hire someone to teach, and they won't do it just for individual players. They need a certain number of people to be in there.
Yeah.
And that number is more than one, or if you're the only person in your clan, that means they just won't do it if they know your name.
And you also have no friends.
Right, and you shouldn't be in a clan by yourself.
All right.
A clan of one.
Minor note asks, I think you should, or states, I think you should be able to get quit moving it. To get past the fly bend in the dark tank sinister cave with the flypaper staff. No?
No.
And I don't think so, because it was designed a very long time ago, I think long before there was a flypaper staff.
Yeah, there's a flypaper staff? What? Wow. No.
I think they're making that up. I think that's some item they made up.
No, because the flies are still alive when they're stuck to the flypaper, and you need to kill them.
You need to kill them.
And
they'll eventually die. But we're looking for more, instant death.
Frank and Beans asks if the flat dough and wada dough be made multi-usable, which is another how do you type with boxing gloves on question. Because there's the rolling pin and the unrolling pin that can multi-use lots of dough. Fungi says, after you disassemble the meat car, you still have access to the beach. That should not be the case.
Here, I'll go try that, and,
Why are you disassembling your meat car?
People go and, like, try to purposely fuck shit up to see what happens. I mean, that's how you fix bugs, but... I don't go looking for mistakes. Enjoy it for how it is.
Oh, man, I have to go get my screwdriver again. I'm glad that people are so concerned with the... half of these questions are people who are concerned about the game making narrative sense. And, I'm glad that they are. Sometimes I have to say, just repeat to yourself, it's just a show. I should really just relax sometimes. Hey, look, I clicked on a link and nothing bad happens. Oh, I see. Oh, this is, it's one of the new recipes. There's another mining area in the knob shaft And you get cardboard and bubble wrap and something
else.
Oh,
that won't show up until I actually send. Huh?
Right. And,
damn it.
Apparently that's one of the things you can make.
Okay, well, still, you can't use it for the dark dankets in Mr. Cave. You have to instantaneously kill the flies. Which, I mean, I guess I've been known to use hairspray, but, you know, because you have to go look for the fly swatter, and I generally know where the hairspray is.
Right. Although you can't use the can of hairspray in game.
No.
Because that wouldn't make any sense. And I'm sure that there are things in the game that don't make sense. I'm sure that there are things in any game that doesn't make sense. We just have to figure out how annoying they are and if we can explain them or not.
I couldn't figure out how to say that, so I wanted you to mess it up.
Yeah, I think you told us that yesterday, last show, but I don't remember.
Like, we remember things from week to week.
Okay, I know, so sometimes you talk about a clan leaderboard. You think we can have that as a little Tuesday, one of those slow Tuesdays coming up. What would be on the clan leaderboard? Like, the biggest, the most powerful person? Leaderboards in your clan.
I think the leaderboards in your clan, like...
Yeah, like, who was the fastest descender in our clan?
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
So it would just be, like, the normal leaderboards, except just looking at the members of your clan. It'll make you feel a lot more impressive.
Yeah.
Compared to the people in your clan, then.
Like, you are the most powerful player in your clan.
Which, Sparkle Motion isn't saying that much.
NC Sorcerer asks how old the questions are that we're answering right now. They're 3 days old.
Mm-hmm.
No, today's the 30th.
Okay, 427 at 1812.
Hmm. Overture. LOGE says, hey, could we get some kind of message when a buff runs out? Yeah, we'll make it so that when a buff, that buffs have a little counter next to their image in your character pane.
So that way you can...
Yeah, because that's always up when you're playing.
You know. Just, you know, so that way you're aware of when that happens. You know, it's something we should really do.
Yeah, we should make it so that the numbers count down, and then when it hits zero, the image disappears from your character pane.
Oh my god.
The phone doesn't ring here.
Yeah. Answer the phone.
Oh, this phone is dead as dead can be.
Well,
we also have one of those giant old Bakelite phones.
We don't actually have an answering machine, though, honey.
I know.
So it's just
gonna not going to be anybody important, so we're just going to let
okay,
it ring.
Okay, just lift it and hang it up. I'll lift it and hang it up. Oh, it stopped. Okay.
Yes.
That was exciting. So now you know what it's like the once every 6 or 7 months the phone rings
right.
in the office.
I guess I don't understand the pretender at all.
The chalk should have an alternate use. Put it on your hand and slap someone to turn them into your hoe. An old SNL skit of an annoying guy holding a sign that said pubes could be a grimoire item. A pubes sign is consumable and will insert the word pubes on the profile for a day.
If there's one thing the game needs, it's pubes. Why are you reading like that?
Because I was trying, like, if I maybe read it really, really slow,
it would make more
sense.
Yeah, I guess, is there some show or something where the guy slaps people with chalk on his hand to turn them into his hoes? No, those are two different issues.
Oh.
The chalk hoe.
Well, I couldn't tell.
And Choco Taco.
Choco Taco.
And the,
those
the
are really good.
Pube skit. I don't remember the pube skit. Like, when people are sitting around talking about their favorite Saturday Night Live moments, the pube skit hasn't come up yet.
Okay, Mushroom Sauce says, I know McDonald's suck, but how about McDonald's Familiar? No.
What kind of McDonald's Familiar? We already have evil Golden Arches. Which is as close as we can get without getting sued, I think. What?
Nothing. You and your alternate windows.
Why are you hitting me?
Because you're popping up alternate windows. See, it was a lot better when there's another computer at the other desk, so I couldn't see that you were popping up alternate windows.
I'm still talking and stuff.
I know, but it's
I
like...
I do this every week.
I feel like you're not paying enough attention
to me. I've
done
this. You're feeling neglected. And I'm not trying a little tenderness. Tenderness.
Alright, Disco
Satan says, you can't believe how incredibly tedious and irritating that you failed to log out properly messages, especially considering that it occurs even after it's logged you out. Fix it. Fuck off. Sorry, but I can't believe that that is something, like, anything that happens on your computer screen could be incredibly tedious and irritating. Like, being stuck in a line behind someone who's in the fast lane, the express lane, and has 80 items and then pays with a check. That's incredibly tedious and irritating. Reading questions about people bitching about the logout screen, that's a little bit tedious and irritating. Not incredibly.
Not incredibly, but a little bit. Probably, you know, maybe as, well, less irritating than actually seeing the message pop up should you log out improperly. Even if you did, I'd be like, oh, well, the computer made a mistake. Whatever.
Suck it up, emo kid.
Go cry. Henley Zanya says, we should be able to paste a metallic A to an ND to make an ampersand, and I agree.
That would be it's cool. Like, wait, where do the ampers come from? That would be excellent.
Yes. So, thanks for that. We'll make a note.
Play It Sam wants to know how many people have the complete set of level 30 trophies, and that I have no idea.
I don't think there is any way.
Yeah.
There's a way to track that?
Well, I don't know.
Because I thought on one show, Jake was trying to look it up to see if you could tell who had how many trophies and realized he didn't have a way of telling, of seeing that.
Yeah, so, probably not.
Probably not. Maybe.
More than two. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys. Actually, Enemy Lasagna hasn't done that for a while, but
no.
Says, and, he just kind of dropped this in the middle, like, and I would do anything for love. And that could be a new familiar, a NetHag demon. Is it possible that if you lose to the... Okay, that was not related.
Okay.
Is it possible that if you lose to the Naughty Sorceress enough times that all your items and spells will go by unblocked? Losing to the Naughty Sorceress doesn't have anything to do with how your skills and items work. No. Surely not.
We would do that. Okay, the thing from Uranus says...
he's a long-time listener.
So have you all simply given up on the Thursday shows? Well...
Did they give up on the Thursday shows, or did the Thursday shows give up on them?
I think, actually, they've just been having trouble getting that all set up with... They had to switch the times when they were in London, and, you know...
Yeah, it's been tricky, but I know that they did one last Thursday.
Yeah.
It's just that we've been trying to slot it back into its proper time slot.
I prefer to slot things.
Slot.
I like to slot.
Slot-ho. You chalk-ho.
The Gunrun asks, what language is sexy? Well, the romance languages are Spanish.
What no, he asked what language sexy.
Oh.
What? Language sexy?
Oh, I just made up an...
The shows aren't complete. You should drop me a K-mail and tell me which of them aren't. Sometimes during the course of broadcasting, like now, for example...
Now we lost the 24K.
Yeah, now we lost the 24K.
Sorry, people listening on the 24K.
Now Sam locked up.
Uh-oh. So what happens when you open other windows?
Shut up. Don't make me slap you with my chalk hand.
Chalk hand. So I'll be your who?
I'm very curious as to what that sounds like. Okay, now. Let's restart the 24.
Try hard. Try again.
Sometimes the entire internet connection here hiccups. And when that happens, it cuts off the saved version of the stream and starts a new one. And sometimes Jick might not catch the fact that the program is missing some of the streams. So if you are getting incomplete files, let me know which ones, and we will try and fix them.
Okay.
And you can always use Stargazer 67's podcast, I think, is updated again. So go to your iTunes, look at your podcasts, write about them on your blog.
Maybe.
Macaronis asked if the...
Pull it up, and I'll tell you if it's a reference.
If the oversized pizza cutter on the Mechamech is a reference to Edgar's chainsaw tool in Final Fantasy III. I don't believe so, but I could be wrong.
Did you write the description for that one?
No.
You should pull it up, and I'll tell you.
I may be wrong, for all I know.
And while he's doing that...
But you may be right. I actually have one equipped right now.
Oh, let's see here. I don't think so. It does look a lot like it, but I don't think...
Yeah, but it also...
I don't think he did that on purpose, but...
Yeah, it also looks a lot like a pizza cutter.
But I thought maybe there was something in the description that led it to believe, because it does kind of look like that tool that he had, because it did look like a giant pizza cutter that went rrrr, pizza cutter.
Huh.
It was very interesting. Not that I played those games.
I don't play Final Fantasy. Ojgan says, ever thought of him as Mr. Bob?
Mr. Bob?
Says, how much has the MMG raked in from its minus a small percentage for the house by now? Billions. Hundreds of billions. Yeah, really, really
can
a whole
I,
lot.
Can I put my legs back on your lap?
If you have to.
Yeah, just
it's really annoying because it presses on my bladder and my junk. And
why is your junk so close to your bladder? Why isn't it in a box?
My junk is so close to my bladder for ease of evacuation, generally.
Evacuation complete.
Okay. Also, how about an alternative to the left click feature in the chat pane for all us Mac folk? Fuck off! Fuck off. He also asked, how about a feature to let clans control how much karma is worth, how much karma certain items are worth?
And the game decides that.
Well, we thought about doing that. Like, if you're a clan that's into a certain kind of playing, maybe X item is more valuable than the karma the game would automatically assign to it. But we can't come up with a decent way to do that and have it also. And the fucking 64K just dropped recently, too. You'd think, since we work in an office for the internet, that we can have some goddamn reliable wireless internet in the motherfucking office.
It's because Cox is evil. It was much better with Cable America before Cox bought them out.
Yeah, that's
don't move to Phoenix, because all the great places, like those mom and pop shops that you like to get nice things from, get eaten up by all the giant corporate ones. I mean, there's pretty much Cox or Quest only available now.
Yep.
And DSL sucks.
Alright,
let's see here.
So anyway, the feature to let clans control how much karma certain items are worth, we couldn't figure out a way to do that without having to provide clan leaders with an entire list of every item in the game.
Yeah, because that would be a pain in the ass. And I don't think even the clan leaders who are really into their clans would want to sit there and assign karma.
Well, the one reason, the other thing is we don't want to provide anybody with a list of every item in the game.
Yeah.
Because
we like to have some secrets from the future.
Yes. Okay, MC Funnelot was so good.
Yeah.
He's all dancing around. It was beautiful.
Alright. Maybe you should move Trillium instead of keep doing that.
Maybe you should shut up.
Jesus!
Missing No says, how about a side quest if you reach level 6? Well, in the battlefield, it causes you to be stuck in the past due to the rift closing. So you have to do a quest to return to the present. And that'll be kind of entertaining. Don't close Trillium.
I'm not closing it. I'm shrinking it so you will quit mousing over it and causing...
And doing nothing. No damage.
Oh my God.
At all. You're weird. If you want to ask any questions about how to have a...
functional
a functional and argument-free relationship, you probably don't want to ask us.
Arguments are part of the relationship. How many times have people asked about making the fuzzy dice more useful?
Well, what I would like to... Nah. We are going to alter subtly the way almost every familiar in the game works, I believe. Marshall is doing a project where he does an ascension with each familiar. And
nothing else.
Yeah. Like 100% of each familiar.
Yeah.
And it's going to take him a while, but he's done the first 12, and he's given us some really quality feedback. So we had intended to say, you know, okay, we've had 3 years of adding familiars willy-nilly. Let's see how we can make some of them useful. We also need to come up with something for Fuzzy Dice to do, because you get a set every ascension,
mm-hmm.
and you can't use any but the first one. Archley says two things. Sorry if this was answered on a show I didn't hear, but I think it was skipped. Why have the reward for the Sluglord be pants that confer upon you the same thing you needed to get it? Having the pants do damage instead would seem like a better reward. The reason for that is... Well, elemental damage is useful in various forms. Sometimes you might want to have a more powerful hat than, say, an ass hat. Or a more powerful accessory than a pine fresh air freshener, and you'd still want some stench, and so you could have slugboard pants. And, you know, having that many equipment slots means we can duplicate the functionality of an item by putting it into a different slot, and it makes it useful for different people. I said slot again.
Say slot again.
Slot. Slot.
All right, continue.
That was it.
Oh, yeah, don't want to answer the rest of his question.
Also, with the fairy familiars, the item finding increase message occurs even when they don't find anything. Can this text only trigger when items are found instead of when the calculation takes place? My spooky fairy is disdaining non-existent items. No, just because they didn't pick them up doesn't mean they didn't find them.
I'm going to kill that cat if it knocks over the vodka.
It's... What is it playing with?
It's sitting on the table, clawing the chair. Don't you dare jump on this desk.
I mean, the reason why you get a cat... So you can have something that's vaguely affectionate but leaves you the hell alone most of the time. And Zagetsu just did not get that memo.
Yeah.
So just keeps being here.
Alright. Ooh, look, there might be another small Hogulus.
Fuck off. Get down.
Hogulus found some more grammatical weirdness. Ah! Okay. You whip them into shape. That shape being pretty bad. They take 132 damage. That's because they controls the side.
That takes the damage. yeah, I was going to say there's nothing wrong with you whip them into a shape. But, yeah, they take 132 damage. I think that's been reported before. I don't know if it's been fixed before.
Well, you go check it out and I'll show you what else we got here. Let's see. Well, while I browse the questions, I can tell you even more about how awesome the MC Funnelot show was. We danced a lot, and he rolled that, he called it, roll a song?
Yeah.
We went on a little role-playing adventure with the 20-sided die, and depending on what number came up, that was what song we played, and it was a really good show, the most interactive show I've been to, and it was nice actually being in a small venue because the last couple concerts we've gone to have been in giant arenas that, you know, you don't feel like you're really connecting with the artist, you know. And that's the important part, you know. You gotta go out there and you connect. You get people off.
Do you?
Hmm? Well, haven't you seen Almost Famous?
I have. I've also seen,
Spinal Tap.
Well, I've also seen Project Runway with that freaky guy who's just like, it gets me off. Everything gets me off.
It turns me on. It gets me off.
Oh, that's beautiful.
What?
Jake not only made it so that you could fix those, but he made it so you get to see what it looks like.
Ooh.
And I did that exactly backwards. Now I know. She take 5 damage.
She work hard for the money.
She talk good and everything.
She talk good and everything.
This is like live mistake fixing right here. You're tuned into me fixing typos. Yes, never again shall the whip thing trouble you. Hogulas. Why do I call him Hogulas? I don't know, but Hogulas.
Let's see here. Yodo asks, why is it... the typos in my head just start...
Just read it how it's written, and that's a good, strong, bad thing to do.
Why is it my acoustic guitar can't be used to bring me Mac, my girl, back? Sorry. If you could see you typed something wrong, wouldn't you just delete it? Because, I mean, it's the beauty of, you know...
That might have been in a separate message, though, because this does condense people's different messages.
Not always, though. Sometimes they're...
Yeah. But I'm not sure what you mean. I would say to get your girl back, you would more need a boombox to hold over your head. Yeah.
Not that anybody can see me doing that.
But to get a girl in the first place, the acoustic guitar is handy.
Yeah.
Sparemeister says, hey, how about finding a way to exempt folks who get booted for idling from the 60-second penalty for not logging out properly rule? How about you shut up? Okay, I'm going to say this right now. And let's make sure that we got both servers up. Yes, we do.
Okay.
Stop complaining about that shit. We fixed it so it's happening less often than it did before. But seriously, I don't care if it pisses you off. Because if it pisses you off to have 60 seconds where you can't log into Kingdom of Loathing, you need a fucking hobby. So I'm not taking any more questions about that, and that's my final word.
I'm just going to make a tally list all the times it comes up after. All right. Max Vance says, I think the clan activity log should show when a member is deleted due to inactivity or other reasons. Inactivity shows up, but actually being deleted, I'm not sure, because all of our members have Mr. Accessories.
Oh, of course. And we don't give them to
We don't give, yeah, but...
They actually buy.
They buy them, because we only let people in Sparkle Motion, and they have to buy their way into Sparkle Motion.
Yeah, we'll let you in as soon as you donate, and they'll be all shut up.
Yeah.
Putnesca asks again if the whips could trigger the amusing dandelion attack when they're in the offhand. I believe that Jig had intended to fix that, so he probably will when he does.
Alright.
Hagulus asks for a change clan title right-click menu option. Some clans have a lot of fun changing titles in amusing ways, although I believe that most clans don't.
Yeah, not enough for us to go.
Like, the ability to change them that fast, you know? And the real estate on the right-click menu is coveted. And we already have, like, six things on there. So, no.
Sorry, I'm just reading.
Yeah. Someone else asked if the Clocktopus is going to be used in anything come in as 13. Probably not. The Clocktopus is, sadly, something that will probably never show up in the game. Unless we decide to make it a familiar. But,
No, you passed it.
Where's the picture of the Clocktopus?
Is it right there?
No, that's the spirit of the past elemental.
Let's see here.
Oh, there it is.
Oh.
The Clocktopus. So far, only the people who got the Comic-Con Choose Your Own Adventure last year know what a Clocktopus looks like. Oh, all right.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
And Naked Jew says, prizes have been awarded to the Awful KOL Erotica Contest. Would you read some entries on the air? Probably not.
Not.
But I will definitely browse them at my leisure. I will bookmark this link without opening it.
I'm so proud of you, honey. You're really growing and learning with me as my spouse.
Well, I'll keep opening windows over here because I gotta be me. But...
All right, what else we got? MindBoy00 says, who are the Skullheads? Fuck those guys.
I think you meant to say, who are the Skullheads? MindBoy Skullheads. We are Skullheads, yes, indeed.
I can't believe you just did that. We should really get, like, a neon sign made for our house that says, like, the Skullhead Residence and, like, bright pink neon or something. I think we should do that.
Your feet are stinky.
My feet are stinky? I'm sorry.
So.
A little bit.
Wow, she just put... Okay, so she's sitting down. She's grabbed her foot and just pulled it up to her nose. Like, you know what? Maybe I'll tuck it behind my head later.
I can do
now
that.
Now you see why I put up with all the crap, guys. That's okay. She's real cute. And
because I sex you up.
And most of the time when she's giving me crap about something, I really should be paying attention instead of going, shut up! Type Login says, will Candare exist once NS13 rolls over? Yeah, definitely.
Jackson says, hey, who are you? I know you helped Jick, but who exactly are you?
Who are you, Jackson? My name is Joshua Knight. I went to high school with Jick, and we sat at the nerd table until we got kicked out of the nerd table over an argument that we were having about a role-playing game that I wrote and some guy being mad that I gave somebody else a clue that I didn't give him. So we got kicked out of that, and our relationship continued to blossom as we went to separate colleges. And then I moved back to Phoenix, where Jake was living, and he said, "Hey, I'm working on this game. You should check it out." And I made an account, and I went, that's vaguely interesting. And then I left for a month to get work training, and then I came back and made another account, and I said, "Actually, this is really interesting, and I want to start writing for it." And so I did. I never want to say I wrote all of something, because then somebody will be like, "But I wrote that."
I wrote the hand turkey.
Yes. I wrote a huge chunk of the Ascension content.
That was your idea.
And I tend to do a lot of the writing that you see. Like, the Bad Penguin Egg, somebody else came up with that idea for the mechanics, and then I wrote the text. I make with the funny.
Yes.
Roger Flint says, "I just donated again, and the page failed to redirect me again. Does it not work for Firefox users, or should I just donate an IE?"
Never donate an IE.
No. It does work for Firefox users, though. Something must be wrong on your end, but definitely just drop Zlania a line, and she'll get it to you.
Yep.
Post haste. she'll be in the office tomorrow, and she wasn't today, so if you didn't hear from her for today, that's why. My dog asks if I believe in life after less than three. Mm-hmm. I can feel something inside you say, "I really don't think you're strong enough." Jugal says, "I donated an hour ago. I still don't have my Mr. A's. What up?"
What up?
Not much, dog. What up with you? if you didn't get your Mr. A immediately, then something went wrong with the transfer device. Which could be you closing the page prematurely, or having pop-ups disabled, or something weird. So send Zlyania a note, or send Chick a note, and it will go to Zlyania, and give her your transaction ID and the amount, and she will double-check it, and she will give it to you. NC Sorcerer says, "Hey, Scully, where has KOL's own Zlyania been? She was gone for about four or more days, according to her profile." She is busy.
She's busy.
She's getting busy.
Well, she's probably not now. She might be on an airplane. Yeah. But
Zai went to a place to see a dude.
To some place, somewhere in the world, to see some guy that was born somewhere in the world.
Yeah, with hair.
With hair.
We dropped the 24 again.
You know,
and we got it back.
Maybe the 24 just doesn't love us like it used to.
I don't believe in life after loving the 24K.
But she'll be back late tonight. We will be picking her up from the airport. And she'll be handling all of your questions as soon as she gets back, because she's actually on a non-working vacation for the first time ever. Because every time she travels to any con meet or whatever, she's always checking K-mail, just always. But she really deserved an actual couple days from not checking.
I know, right? See, Alan says, "Any chance we'll see an item of the month soon that's a staff? It could be very beneficial to miss classes and softcore and make people donate more." I don't know. I wonder if we haven't done that because there is a metric fuckton of staves in the game already. But,
is that really the plural of staves?
We'll do it. Yes.
Staves?
It does.
Wow, that's the first step. You learn something new every day. Today I have learned that the plural of staff is staves.
Today I have learned that your feet are stinky.
Are they that stinky?
Well, then I can just feel them soaking my shirt in stench. Oh, well, anyway, we weren't planning on staying overnight away from home, but the Frontalot concert went late, and then we went and had some drinks and down in Tucson, which is 2 hours away from here. And we ended up coming back right, 20 minutes before the show started, so we're both still wearing our yesterday clothes.
Yeah.
And we have our yesterday body odor.
My armpits don't smell, though. No, they still smell nice.
Good.
All right, what else we got here? Wow, why would we change that? Why are you doing the SIBOFAL question about... There we go.
After an S13, will the custom avatars of some accounts stay or will they be deleted?
Why would we do that?
Yeah, your custom avatar will only be deleted on that day when we finally can no longer pay for hosting for the game and we shut it down.
Yeah.
But as long as there's a game, people will get to keep their custom avatar.
No, we thought we would just take them away, just pick and choose. Like, I don't really like that one. I wasn't really pleased with how that one turned out, so we'll just erase it.
Yeah, screw that.
What else we got here?
Hagula says, how would you feel about putting a current basement depth line in players' public profiles and a lifetime basement depth line in their Ascension histories? If people are still upset about certain accounts not being able to be on that leaderboard, that might be a good way for us to make it right. There's a whole thing. Enemy Lasagna says, I just did 100% OAF Ascension and Hardcore with only two permed skills bar, Cocktail Crafting and Pasta Mancery. This was my shortest Hardcore Ascension to date, thanks to the OAF. Well, I would bet, like, if you took an OAF out
mm-hmm.
and you did a run where you played every day,
mm-hmm.
you could have your shortest run ever with it.
Yeah, well, if I actually played the game.
Yeah, well, because
your previous
Ascension run is a year long, so.
It was a year and a couple months.
Over a year long.
Wow, we're almost out of questions. Well, good night, folks.
Well, we'll reset and we'll take a break.
Okay.
Moonshay says, why doesn't the PayPal donation screen tell people to wait until they are redirected before closing the window? If not, then perhaps before they get sent to PayPal. It does.
Yeah.
Like, I donated to the game to check that, and it totally does. It says, loading, don't close this window, and yet people do.
And we've been doing this for quite a few years, and I don't think it's a problem thus far.
That's all right.
Let's see here.
Moop. Moop says, Annihilator's Ascension bug has still not been addressed, and he lost an entire run, didn't get to select a skill, and has no record of it whatsoever. Can you help? No. But Jake probably can.
So, please, Moop, if you're listening, or Annihilator, send your concern or problem to Jake.
Actually, I will send it to Jake, because he's more likely to open a message. Well, messages that I send him go to his Gmail instead of to Zlanius. So I'll try it. RedMage13 says, what is the general opinion of the Silent Hill games over at Asymmetric? Methinks Pyramid Head would be a good addition to Spooky Raven Manor, by the way.
Okay. All right, we haven't played the game. We saw the movie.
The movie was
almost scary until the nurses started doing the thriller dance.
It was so almost good. And yet, in the end, it was just kind of...
Congregation, settle in your seats. The Reverend Front Aloud is on the mic and about to speak. I'm about to freak you out, make you shiver in the suit while I'm delivering to you my sermon and divinity in suit. Trust but the one true God, it's a fact. Anybody else who ever had a God, their God's whack. We ain't gotta worry about him, we picked the right horse. Yeah, it's the right house of worship, of course. And forces are gathering out in the world to diminish our faith in ways radical and thorough, to discourage us from loving anything that's immaterial, to tempt our children with ever proving ethereal, and worst of all, to call us idiots while they do it. My congregation, listen, I'm about to walk you through it. We're gonna take the nation back from the heathens that's within it. We're gonna get the most egregious of the atheists in prison, cause a schism while we're at it, but emerge on top. And once we purify our ranks, we won't stop. We'll purify your minds of what's illegitimately thought. It's not to be a battle indiscriminately fought, but an orchestrated effort, and I'm gonna need you to commit. Might take a couple generations for this deviltry to quit. Start with the kids, in fact, they get to distracted from the law, so I'd like you to write a couple letters to your school board.
Do you really believe we were nothing but the monkeys swinging up in the trees? Don't it seem a little like we're the Adam and Eve? Did a lot of humming and that was a foreign overseas. Do you really believe we were nothing but the monkeys swinging up in the trees? Don't it seem a little like we're the Adam and Eve? Did a lot of humming and that was a foreign overseas.
Ever done for us, but trumpeted that one out. ashes go to ashes and dust to dust. Despite the fuss of living, energy gets conserved, denying the weight of the soul of a man. This is ill-deserved. This is still the curse of Copernicus that we suffer. Secular thought ought not to overflow its buffer and run roughshod through the minds of you, the population. Heretics such as Dawkins and Sagan overstep their station to say that what we see and what we believe should be confluent. Look to your reverend to end apostasy. What I'm doing, look to your holy book to light the way. That is its purpose. Open it up and you'll find Eden before you even scratch the surface. Sure, this should be mirrored in the textbook verbatim, but I'm not in the position yet to issue ultimatum. So I lay down my scheme, we'll make it seem as though creation isn't anything we'd like to interject to education. We'll wrangle up the language, science, data, theorem, the irreducible complexity of the ears we use to hear them. Gnashing teeth and wailings from Kansas to PA. Yes, my flock, I talk of futures not imminent but underway. Already established an institute for discovery. Discovered that Darwin is dead without look grim for recovery. School moms will soon say that he burns in a fiery sea. Think how much like paradise that's gonna be.
Do you really believe we were nothing but the monkey swinging in the trees? Don't it seem a little like we're the Adam and Eve? Did a lot of humping and that was before the murder of the species. Do you really believe we were nothing but the monkey swinging up in the trees? Don't it seem a little like we're the Adam and Eve? Did a lot of humping and that was before the murder of the species. Do you really believe we were nothing but the monkey swinging up in the trees? Don't it seem a little like we're the Adam and Eve? Did a lot of humping and that was before the murder of the species.
It could get elevated. Nerdcore could rise up. It could get elevated. Nerdcore used to be just a made-up word. MCs shied away from belief. Rest assured, they sleep hard. No longer we deliver the hits to give the kids with the spectacle spectacular fits. I seen one nerd foam at the mouth in his bleed. He was me in the mirror rhyming, brushing my teeth. And now the hazy weeds off, don't babble 300 bar. To get no error while compiling my rhyme. The slips charred rap stylings of the hip kids continue to fast. We get sex, money, power, but the jams are like sex. To see foam against the great reef of my boredom. I seen them trying to act cool, ignore them sports. Geeked out beats and the mic, some jugglers I kick it with don't even know what rap is, alright? Cause soon the whole nerd corp will congregate. And culmination of the monkey going off cause they nerd corp will rise up, it could get elevated. Oh, and wouldn't all of those tough rappers hate it? If the nerd corp rose up and got elevated, we consider the possibleness of this not overstated.
We put a thousand in the blender and the tape on the spectacles. We compile the assembler with each make of the spectacle, legal fangler. Your despicable heckling side remarks make it all the more delectable. The market, Jekyll and Hyde, departure from the larger norm of previous status quo. The clever dicks like us apply the baddest load to limericks, and that is over rhetoric. We don't just wreck shop, we mop the shop floor with rappers who romanticize the third album we've got for each. And we exceed your reach with worldwide web slingers with the confinement of the dirty mind of the girl guy's dead fingers with his own gun and a baby Jonathan Edwin Warren with season 6 of the DVS. With genius of the Medivius, the scene is special. The BBS where we write rap and happy vows with Nazi styles of blink and blot. Hate your father, blink and blot. One a lot owns you.
It's Steven Hawking, rock source.
Without even docking, so many cats have died on the top floor. Stuff's got the top score spot. Yours is not. Sorry, stick to the shockwave games, looking shots at the top 40. I made my own doom watch, dick wad, my own sprites and news files, a stay home night.
Nerdcore could rise up, it could get elevated. Oh, all of those tough rappers, yeah. If the nerd score rose up and got elevated, we consider the possibleness of this not overstated.
Nerd, when you say it, you best say it with awe. Cause I'm the type of nerd that will bust your jaw. A nerdcore player, I paid my dues. Got lowered suspension and chromed out shoes. Hear ye, in case you ain't heard. 20-05 be the year of the nerd. Nerdcore gonna be crazy large and be the NIC bitch. The nerd's in charge. We bust more rhymes than Theodore Giesel did. Got more game than a 2600 for bug MC's blue player. Hey, we got one word.
Exterminate.
next number of time for your household name. So you best suck up now before fortune and fame. Put our asses out of reach of your quivering lips as we ride to the top on a Nerdcore kick.
Nerdcore, come on, up if you get elevated. All in with all of those tough rappers hated. It's the Nerdcore rose up and got elevated. We consider the possibleness of this not overstated.
And I know that possibleness is not a crumb in a word. Every syllable injected is intended to be the one you heard. An absurd juxtaposition, a vision and goal. Front a lot about to roll is the coma. Up tight and smoke it. Nerdcore's about to sit there till you poke it. Wanna prod it? See if it'll kick while the smart kids calculate the hip-hop shit. Got a vast network of subversives and criminals who sit in front of the screens all heedless of ridicule. These days the complexion cleared up, but the rhyming remains. And I think the same start with great regularity. That I'm the best MC that I could bear to begin. I'm scared to be either doper or dorkier. Bounce the high road even if it looks quirkier.
Nerdcore will rise up and get elevated. All in with all of those tough rappers hated. If the Nerdcore rose up and got elevated, we consider the possibleness of this not overstated. Nerdcore could rise up if you get elevated.
Oh, and wouldn't all of those tough rappers hate it?
If the Nerdcore rose up and got elevated, we consider the possibleness of this not overstated.
Riding Hood was in good with the food distribution by her own volition, choosing to sincerely deliver to old folks sucker, also bigger, cheese and crackers, salt and coffee, medicine to help the heart beat softly, awfully kind in a mission. Red was yes in a head-on collision with the forces of trouble, long in the tooth plus stubble. And this goes double for all little girls. Know who wolves are, don't be telling them where you're going, how far, in what direction it is, especially if it's the unguarded cottage where grandma lives. This is just common sense with which little Red dispensed, hence she proceeded on her way. Little Red Riding Hood rolled up, took one look and was like, what the what the heck? Grandma got a hairy neck, teeth enough to get wrecked. Next up, wood axe swinging. That's how it happened, that's all I'm singing. That's the story.
That ain't how it happened.
That's the story.
That ain't how it happened.
That's the story.
That ain't how it happened.
Well, I won't start over if you don't stop yapping. Now, wolves got it hard on this earth, ever the subject of defamation and mirth. First in line to be out there lurking, eyeing on your news and smirking, working on a master plan, trying to get set about the best you can. Wondering if grandma got much meat in that brain, not to be indiscreet. How many of them ask if she goes through a month, and how does she react when she misses lunch? And what direction was she living in again? Well, you better hurry up and go and visit her then. But wolves are speedier than little girls, barely pausing to devour jackrabbits and squirrels. A wolf arrived, all the rest despicable lies. All that talk of assumed identity, let it be. This wolf was indelibly wolf-like, forthright too. He said, grandma, here's what I'll do. Swallow your whole, your kinfolk crafter, then I'll keep living so you don't have to. Sorry, starving wolf, no choice. Get in the gullet, just follow my boy. That's the story.
That ain't how it happened.
That's the story.
That ain't how it happened.
That's the story.
That ain't how it happened.
Well, I won't start over if you don't stop yapping. Was hanging alone.
Poison medicine for the glaucoma.
She paid rent in the forest. It was inexpensive. Grandma's house was in the intensively wolf-rife section of town. She didn't mind. She liked a wild hound. Sound at the door. An intruder. Is that you, Red? You brought food for me to eat? Nope. The opposite. No hard candy. No soft chocolate. Just a wolf belly for you to inhabit. And I'ma need your nightshirt for the next gambit. Clandestinely reclining in bed. The wolf awaits for Red. Expecting their usual banter. How's school? Fine. Grandma, here's food. Thanks, dear. Instead, it's all what's up with the ears, eyes, nose, throat, teeth. Little Red Riding Hood, why are you giving me grief? Bodies change as the years advance. Soft features grow unkind to the glance, and hairs sprout. All of it's the better for you getting.
in my mouth. Wow, it's dark in here, says Grandma. You're comfortable with that, swinging like, yeah, y'all. Woman, come on back out and lock up your door when you're lying around. That's the story.
That ain't how it happened.
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 That's all I got, so you come in snapping.
All right, that was a little three-shot of MC Frontalot, who checked his website, frontalot.com, for tour dates. If he's coming anywhere near your house, you should go see him, because he has graduated from, like, a cool internet persona to a cool internet persona who puts on a hell of a live show.
Yes, and you should go see him before it's impossible to do so, because he's going to make it.
Parafert, or Parafel, says...
Parfait.
Parfait? Says, why don't summoning the lead hacksaw or the neighbor of the beast count as completed quests in the log? Because they are not quests. They are not goals that are given you by someone else to achieve. They are probably in the category of cookies or Easter eggs that, should you find them, you're welcome to use them, but they're not quests.
All right.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Bob 128 asks, opinions on pickles?
Tasty.
I like pickles. I prefer the kosher dill ones. I don't like the sweet pickles.
You don't like the bread and butter pickles?
No, I do not.
I think
like
they're just made of tasty.
I like just regular dill, those giant ones that you get at state fairs that you can barely fit in your mouth.
Have you ever had one of the deep fried ones?
What?
Yeah. I'm sure they had them at Taste of Minnesota because they had everything else deep fried.
Including a Twinkie and an Oreo.
Yeah. Can you get your mic a little bit closer?
Oh. I can either have it in my mouth or out of my mouth. Those are the two options.
In a situation like that, I always want to err on the side of in your mouth. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's like sex.
Yeah.
Mellowcorks, on a completely unrelated note, asked if there will ever be an antique breastplate. I wrote it. I put it in the item table. And it was not implemented in the round of shirts. And so if there is another round of shirts, then maybe at that point it will be implemented.
Okay. Leaves says, may item of the month status, something or nothing?
Something. We actually have it. We know what it is. It's in testing, which is unusual.
Yeah, it actually got tested.
June's item of the month is going to be off the hook.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, we already have a mechanism and everything for that, and people are going to be very pleased.
And if you're not, we will hunt you down.
Okay.
All right, Ponjo's asked, have you guys heard of the new Broadway show, Curtains, with David Hyde Pierce? It's supposed to be great. I haven't, and I will check that out when I'm not afraid of putting up other windows for fear that the computer will crash.
Right.
So, all right. Hogulus also asked, could you put off not making procrastination potions heal cuntatitis until tomorrow, please?
Yeah, that is something that we really need to do.
So it's been put off until at least tomorrow.
Yes.
So.
Dr. Kerr asks, what is the meaning of toast? I don't know.
I really don't like toast. I prefer things squishy.
I like me some toast. Mm-hmm. Especially when making sandwiches. Like I used to.
Like BLTs. Yeah, much better with toast. But like... So. Like, at the Orange Table, the fantastic restaurant for those of you living in the Phoenix area should go to every time you possibly can afford to. They make fantastic olive bread that you can have for breakfast, and they toast it for breakfast, but it's much better when squishy, admittedly.
Yes.
Hogus also says... Yeah. Nobody got it. Even my husband didn't get it.
Hogulus is apparently in a Final Fantasy game. No, because that would have been dot, dot, dot.
Okay. Dr. Kerr also asked, Dr. Pepper or Mr. Pibb, which do you prefer? I prefer Dr. Pepper. I actually prefer Diet Dr. Pepper, because it tastes just like the real thing.
Yeah.
Now, where's my royalties?
And it combines, it goes into the whole number 23 conspiracy.
23.
I can't really taste the difference. I know that if I drink too much of either of them, I end up in a coma.
Yeah, I can't really have either because they have so much caffeine that I kind of go, woo! You know. I think actually Mr. Pibb doesn't have caffeine. That may be. I may have to change my vote to Mr. Pibb for my inability to drink caffeine.
Yes.
Alright, what else we got here?
Discworldian says, any possibility for a personalized action possibility, where if you type /me after /message, your text appears in italics like with a normal /me. What are you doing to people in private messages that you want to be able to emote? Has it ever occurred to you that you're a dirty girl?
Hey, that's just for us.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was a private joke.
I would recommend AIM or Yahoo Messenger or MSN Messenger, any of the above.
Yeah, or, you know, how we used to do it in the old days, which is just put asterisks on either side.
Yeah, asterisks. Asterisks. What's the plural of asterisks? Asterices?
Asterices. Mm-hmm. I would hope so.
Okay. Hagula says, you can also get to someone's profile by doing a /who in chat or by, say, clicking on someone's name in the headers of KMails. Neither discloses the player's Ronin status, and the latter makes doesn't make you go into chat.
Well, yeah, but you can always just do a /whois. If what you want to know is if they're in Ronin, do a who is.
Yeah, just who is, whatever.
Fred Levi says, Mystical Ninja and Castlevania came out today.
I never played those.
And, yeah, neither of those really float my boat. Castlevania I have on my perfectly legal, completely awesome emulator. But I tried to play it, and I just couldn't. It was very difficult.
But you know what is awesome?
What?
Bust a Move.
Yeah, actually, Bust a Move for the Wii, we got that and started playing it.
It's my birthday present.
At first we were all, this is really irritating. Because instead of making it so that you control the thing by turning the controller like a key, it makes you wave it back and forth, which is somewhat counterintuitive.
Especially because the wave margin is so small. My forearms were hurting because I was, like, squeezing my hands together so tightly around my Wiimote. You know, like you do.
The Wiimote. But once we played it for about an hour...
We couldn't stop.
Yeah, we played it for many hours. And... beat all of the puzzle levels. So now all we can do is play the multiplayer mode. Or the endless mode, which is freaky.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Like, yeah. Just go buy it. It's totally worth it.
Yes.
Alright, Hagulus also says, you can still get to the shore after untinkering your meat car, because now the thematic justification for needing the meat car.
God only knows if we'll ever see the card game.
It's there. It's done. Maybe you guys should just release, like, make fake cards, and you can play it online.
Yeah, I wonder if we could just get Jim to make an onlineable. Or Greta. Yes. His real name is Greta.
I know, but we don't talk about that. He gets really embarrassed when we call him Greta. All right.
Maybe the Bitchin' Meat Car has a GPS unit in it, so it gives you a map to the beach, you know, as you're driving. And then once you've looked at that, then you can walk. It's not that far.
And Gleeb's also seconds the leaderboard thing inside the clan.
And people point out that people untinker their meat car for the meat engine so that they can make other stuff out of it. And okay.
I usually just end up making another meat engine. Apparently we're buffering, my dear.
I'm sure.
Is that a euphemism?
No, it just means that... it's not streaming as fast. Oh, everything just disconnected and reconnected. So tonight's show...
otherwise known as Fuck You!
It's going to be in, like, 30 little independent screens. Oh, Lenore says hi.
Hello.
What a cute tally. What I should probably do is make a recorder like this high-quality one we have, only low-quality, but something that's just... running the entire time and independently of whether we're broadcasting.
Okay.
So, I will fix that.
Do-do-do-do. I need to have the mouse so I can scroll that. Thank you.
Yeah, you can touch it.
I thought it would mess up because you were typing.
Did I ever say you couldn't touch the mouse?
I didn't know you could type and mouse at the same time.
Well, you can't really.
So, yeah.
Apparently, Lenore Specker... Lenore and I Speculumer... under the weather.
Aww.
That was a rough night.
But it was very good. It was good for us.
Yes.
All right.
Now, Joe the Red says the logout thing is gone, which, yeah, there was a fix today.
So quit fucking complaining. The Pondros asking, can you guys come up with more things to do in a minute? That was a bit of fun last week.
Is Pondros UK and Britain, British, Englandish? Because it was a bit of fun last week. That's what it sounded like. But in a minute, you could make a snack-sized bag of microwave popcorn.
That's true. You can also eat more summer sausage.
You could practice juggling.
Yeah, you could practice juggling. You could clip your toenails.
Yeah. You could play probably 4 mini-games on WarioWare.
You could...
You could play Trogdor on Guitar Hero 2. That's a slightly longer
unless,
than a minute.
But unless your PlayStation isn't already loaded up.
Yeah, if you have it
that's
ready.
That's really not as efficient.
And you should keep it ready.
Yeah, so...
People keep pointing out that, yeah, yes, we are totally aware that the encoders keep dropping. And yes, it pisses us off.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Is the title of the show... Fuck you, a threat or a promise?
No, honey, I said that.
Oh.
You're like, the title of the show, otherwise known as, and I said, fuck you.
Oh, I see.
Because you totally pay attention to me.
Wow.
Yeah, I heard about that picture.
Here's Tex Murph in lingerie with a lightsaber.
Purple lingerie with a purple lightsaber.
At least the lightsaber matches.
Yeah, except you can see that he's wearing the thong, too, which...
I can see that he's maybe not...
It's right there.
I don't know if that's maybe sewn in, because that batch is pretty freakishly detailed. And I'm going to stop looking at that. Because, wow.
Yeah.
Thank you for giving me that link. Bob Muffin said, you just said the 24K dropped, the 64K is dropping every other 30 seconds. Why? Because the internet sucks in this office.
If we knew why, it wouldn't be happening.
There's something...
Okay, well, Greta has informed us that...
You're not playing Blurled of Blurcraft?
No.
Okay.
That
shouldn't break it anyway.
Yeah, I was going
to
say that.
I'm pretty sure Riff is constantly cybering people on Second Life, so that might have something to do with it.
All right, what else we got here? Stanley, regarding clan leaders assigning karma, couldn't they just have access to a set of what's already in their clan stash?
Well, then
that's still a lot of work.
Yeah, but then if somebody puts something in your clan stash before you come and set karma for it, then you still have the same problem.
Mm. Yeah, so everybody blame Riff.
I'm going to remedy this straight away.
Hogula says, hey, Scarlet, baby, I got your money, Scarlet. Remember that time you said the complaining about the 8-bit realm is unjustified because you could do it in 26 adventures with a full weight gravy fairy, it in this case being the task of getting a digital key. Remembering that, yes, Hogula says, could you please test how long the goatlet, an area which you on that same show pointed out was a need for reworking due to how long and boring it was, requires to get 6 chunks of goat cheese with a full weight gravy fairy. Yes, I will.
And he'll start doing that while I'll read the rest of these questions, including from Glebes. Dear Skelly, why does the internet hate you? Actually, the internet loves Riff, and that was really the problem. So it should be fixed now, hopefully.
I mean, it's also crappy that if somebody's downloading stuff, or like BitTorrenting or something, that would completely hose our bandwidth. But what can we do? I mean, our choice is Cox Cable or DSL.
Cox Cable.
And DSL is crap.
Yeah.
If we wanted to spend $1,000 on a real router, and you know, we could fix this problem, but I don't think it's worth $1,000.
Yeah, it's not worth $1,000. Maybe worth $50.
I think it would be worth wiring the entire office for Ethernet. So I think that would be excellent.
Yeah, because we could have cords everywhere that didn't get to could chew through.
No, I mean wiring that in the walls.
Oh.
That would be awesome. No, among the cat's many annoying habits, chewing cords is not one of them. Okay,
thank
I'm a 35-pound gravy fairy. I'm on adventure number 192.
Okay, here we go, folks. This is a live dev test in progress.
This is a live me clicking buttons. Got one. No.
One.
No more saber-tooth goats. No.
You
got a saber-tooth.
Into
the Wumpus says, by subtly alter, do you mean destroy all volleyballs? No.
Okay, can you also, in the midst of your clicking, scroll down for me? Thank you. All right. But Suri says, many thanks to Jake for fixing the logout problem. I don't think it was a problem, but I'm sure he appreciates your thanks.
I don't think it's a gay drink.
I don't think it's a gay drink. Cheese108 says, America's Next Top Model sucked last week. It was some stupid recap episode. I know. But we actually, since we have it on the DVR, we recorded it and watched it, and there were a lot of never-seen-before moments, including some pretty crazy jail moments, which I always appreciate. And she's my favorite.
Two goat cheeses. And the crazy Russian girl getting a tooth pulled with only a local anesthetic.
Yeah, because she apparently can't have the other stuff, so she's just sitting there, like, wincing and, like, squeezing her fist, and her toes are curling, and she's like, it's okay, we'll feel better in 2 days. Like, that was kind of a Russian-Chinese accent.
It's feel better today, comrade.
All right.
So you guys, she's hardcore. You do not fuck with the Russian.
What else we got here? The Rickety Parrot says, I think you should be able to choose between getting spleen, liver, or stomach of steel when you complete the Friar's Quest.
You do. You choose when you're doing your reincarnation stats, and you choose which path you want.
Ooh. Okay. Now, Buff Muffin says, stop dropping, please. Well, hopefully that has been remedied.
Stop dropping, roll.
Stop, yeah. Hagula says, hey, you guys know that the next Saint Sneaky Pete's Day falls on Cinco de Mayo, right? Any special content coming up, please? We talked about that last week, and I think we said that it should.
Yeah, so that will be one of the things that I do this week, since that's... Wow, is Cinco de Mayo on a Friday? It's on a weekend. That's going to be a time to not leave the house.
Yeah.
Cinco de Mayo equals Saturday.
Ouch. We're not leaving.
I may have just a party at our house.
Yeah, it's a big deal here in Arizona.
The funny thing is, in Mexico, they don't give a shit.
Yeah.
It's a holiday that was entirely created by marketing people. Hagulis, I just did 6 goat cheeses. I started with a 35-pound gravy fairy, and by the time I finished, it was only 25 pounds, and it took 25 adventures.
To get 6 pieces of goat cheese. So there you go, folks.
So I should really stop complaining about that, because that's not very long.
It just seems like a long time. All right, what else we got here?
Genius wants to know if there will ever be a reward for folding 1,000 makeshift cranes. I think that the towel is something you can only get once per ascension, so we totally should be.
Yeah, we'll make a note of that.
Agula says he didn't send that custom avatar question. That's true. It was somebody else.
Who sent that custom avatar?
Some dude.
The one thinking that we're going to delete the custom avatar questions?
Yeah.
Or the custom avatars? Oh. Yeah, I didn't think we said that he did.
No, that was Steve Fall.
Steve Fall.
I thought we correctly identified that.
Okay.
Oh, now we're at the bottom. We might have to go back through these all.
Oh, just let me use the mouse.
No. Yeah, keep sending in questions. We got like a half hour of show.
Ponjus asks, so are you guys ready for Spider-Man 3? I saw it at a nearby film festival, and it's great. I'll take your word for it, but I'm worried because I hated the second one. I was like, I can't believe I paid $9 to go see that. And it pissed me off, as do Shorebots.
Yeah, I was really disappointed with, like, Alfred Molina being such a good actor and Doc Ock being such an interesting villain, and just how ridiculous it was. It wasn't... It wasn't, like, Batman and Robin level bad, but it was pretty bad.
Well, not much as Batman. We actually just watched that again recently, just because I wanted to see Uma Thurman in some skin-tight clothing. And I was reminded of how awful it still is, but Uma Thurman, still attractive.
The only high point of that when I saw it in the theater was Alicia Silverstone's spandex-clad ass on a screen that was 20 feet tall.
Yep.
That was a good moment. The rest of it, no. I actually fell asleep halfway through it this time.
Yeah.
And I woke up and like, oh, I think it automatically rewound because it's just like that other scene. Like, no, it didn't.
No, I fell asleep. Where is that? The motorcycle race.
I was worried about Spider-Man 3 because the first one was okay. The second one kind of sucked. But also, they're doing the whole 3 villain thing.
Yeah.
And 2 love interests. And it's just, for fuck's sake. I don't know what SNB is talking about.
Sound
it's not
of
a haiku.
Sound of pan in empty kitchen. Rinsed wave of air. Pissing dog. Pissing dog.
Okay.
Everybody snap. Istanbul says there should be a reoccurring holiday in KOL every April 15th where players' possessions are audited, taxed, and more taxes for wealthier players. Funny, but I don't think will actually ever happen.
Because then people would argue if there should be a flat tax or if there should be...
And then we'd have Republicans and Democrats in KOL, yeah.
iSpeculum says that we should drive to each of our friends' places and... on Saturday, everyone who lives here, we should have a drink at each of their houses. I think what would be more efficient is if they all came to our house.
Yeah.
But they probably won't because they're coming up the weekend after that. Mm-hmm. We love Lenore and I speculum. They're very cool.
All right. What else we got here?
Mademoiselle. Is that Mademoiselle MMA?
Where
French
are you? Yeah.
Okay. It says, don't blame the radio dropping on Riff. Somebody dropped a radio on Riff? He's not a big man. That could really hurt him. Yeah. I'm going to blame somebody if they drop a radio on Riff.
Pontius also tells us that he's American, not British, despite his sentence structure.
Mm-hmm. He's American, guys.
I'm American, guys.
He's many Americans.
Poop. Let's once know what the official cigarette of KOL is, and we do not endorse smoking here at KOL.
No. You should only ever smoke if you want to be cool. And have nothing bad happen to you.
All right. Chazzo asks, dear Mr. Skullhead, have you considered adding a monster that breaks your arms and gives you the arms akimbo effect? You can't use your weapon or offhand, but gain meat for your oops insurance policy.
Arms akimbo doesn't mean broken.
It means off.
It means having your hands on your hips.
Doesn't that just mean like this?
Yeah. So,
not that anybody could see that gesture that I just made.
Yes, we can, because the webcam's in the ceiling. Yeah, I want to do some drinking for Cinco de Mayo. Maybe pranksters wouldn't be bad.
Yeah, pranksters might be okay.
Because we went to an Irish pub on St. Patrick's Day, and oh my god.
I mean, it was fun for, you know, the amount of time that we were there, and we got out at the right time. But I was pissed that we had to pay a $10 fucking cover for it.
Yeah.
But it was cool to actually be in a, you know, it was all decorated and nice and shiny. Gloop says, why isn't the mostly potions section of the inventory in the consumables page, as they are not consumable?
Are they not consumable? Because they're not in the consumables page. Mostly potions is in the miscellaneous. I would say they're more miscellaneous than they are consumable.
There really aren't that many questions. Because usually this little scroll bar thing is a lot skinnier.
Yes.
They don't like us.
Mellow Cork says, have either of you seen Hot Fuzz? Yes, we saw that on Thursday night.
Saturday night.
And my god, it was so good. It was very, very funny. What did you think of it?
Oh, I very much enjoyed it. I laughed a lot. And there weren't any good-looking women, which was the only downfall.
Right. There was only the one kind of scary-looking lady who worked in the police agency. And
she was funny.
Her eyes up for a little girl-on-girl action.
Yeah.
God, Hot Fuzz is really goddamn funny.
Yeah, you should go see it. I think the Point Break. Wow. I'm dyslexic when it comes to movie titles.
Yes, Point Break. It was beautiful.
I also saw Foot Haws.
Yes. And the Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yep. All right, what else we got in here?
Chazzo asks if there are any Freakazoid references in KOL.
I think he asked that last week, too, and we ignored
it. Yeah, I don't believe that there are.
Freakazoid kind of sucked. Like, I watched it when it was on TV, because it was on right after Batman, in between Batman the Animated Series and Batman Beyond, and I usually just took that time to do my homework, because it was on next to Digimon. And I took that hour to do homework.
There's been some clever stuff in Freakazoid. But I'm not a big fan. I'm pretty sure that Riff is.
Am I thinking of the right one with the cartoon?
Yeah, it was a cartoon.
And he had a lightning, kind of like the Flash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Freakazoid. think so.
Wasn't he black, too?
No, you're thinking of Static Shock.
Oh!
Freakazoid was the guy who looked like this.
Yeah, I must be thinking.
Dan Bob says, I know the nuts and bolts aren't your forte, but I noticed that the naughty sorceress in her first form can't be de-leveled as much. Sure.
We don't deliver her. Oh, I remember that show. I still didn't like that one. Because he was obnoxious and he did weird faces all the time. No, but Static Shock was the gun I was thinking of, but now I remember, and I still don't like that, so I still stand by my statement as before.
The genius asked if there will be any new protest signs anytime soon. No.
No. Let's see here.
Oh, Dan Bob says, I've noticed, what he meant was, I've noticed the naughty sorceress in her first form can't be de-leveled as much as she used to. There was no update or message about this. Can you confirm or deny? I'm going to guess RNG Scourge. Oh, the arms akimbo thing is from an episode of Freakazoid. Right.
Okay, but I don't think that's what we were actually referencing in the game.
SMB wants a selective inventory pane, like a to-get list. I don't think so. Dan Pop says there are enough familiars now that you could add a 1,000-pound familiar trophy. That's true. Because you'd only need 50. Jake doesn't like to do that unless there are enough that aren't Mr. Store.
Yeah.
He wants you to be able to get it without donating.
Although you can get Mr. Store items without donating. Because you can get Mr. Accessories from Meat.
On eBay.
On eBay.
I'm just going to go up to the top and see if we skipped anything. The reason why there aren't very many questions is because I only did one message 3 hours before the show started. And so not very many people answered. You're going to be seeing us like doing reenactments of scenes from Pulp Fiction if you don't send us some questions, which we're going to do right now. And when we're done with this little dramatic reading, hopefully there'll be more questions.
Let's do the one in the restaurant.
I was going to do one that, whatever, we have memorable quotes for, because I don't really have the whole script.
I want to be a girl.
We could do Jimmy and Jules.
No, I want to be a girl.
Jules and Vincent.
I want to be a girl.
Pumpkin and Honey Bunny.
There's the wolf.
Vincent and Paul, Marcellus. Oh, they do have, like, that whole thing. Alright.
I can't do Yolanda.
She doesn't have an accent.
I know, but she sounds crazy.
Did it work? Alright, the way it is now, you're taking the same risk as when you rob a bank. You take more of a risk. Banks are easier. You don't even need a gun in a federal bank. I mean, they're insured. Why should they give a fuck? I heard of this one guy. Walks into a bank with a portable phone. He gives the phone to the teller. A guy on the other end of the line says, we got this guy's little girl. If you don't give him all your money, we're going to kill her.
Did it work?
Fucking A right, it worked. That's what I'm saying. Knucklehead walks into a bank with a telephone. Not a pistol, not a shotgun, but a fucking phone. Cleans the place out and doesn't even lift a fucking finger.
Did they hurt the little girl?
I don't know. There probably never was a little girl in the first place. Point of the story isn't the little girl. Point of the story is they robbed a bank with a telephone.
You want to rob banks?
I'm not saying I want to rob banks. I'm just illustrating that if we did, it'd be easier than what we've been doing.
So, no more liquor stores.
What have we been talking about? Yeah, no more liquor stores. Besides, it ain't the giggle it used to be. Too many foreigners own liquor stores these days. Vietnamese, Koreans, they don't even speak fucking English. You tell them, empty out the register, they don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Make it too personal. One of those good fuckers is going to make us kill him.
I'm not going to kill anybody.
I don't want to kill anybody either. But they'll probably put us in a situation where it's us and them. And if it's not like Gooks, it's those old fucking Jews who've owned the store for 15 fucking generations. You've got Grandpa Irving sitting behind the counter with a fucking Magnum in his hand. Try walking into one of those places with none but a phone. See how far you get. So, that was a little Pulp Fiction for you.
I want to be Mia.
Yolanda and Pulp and Pumpkin.
I want to be Mia.
She's ODing, man. She's fucking dying. That entire movie is quotable. But, we're... Okay, so did we get some questions?
Yeah, give me the rest.
Or should we continue?
Whose motorcycle is this? Where is my Honda? Okay. Pondra says, don't worry, Mrs. Skullet. I love you both very much. Well, thank you.
That's so sweet.
That's so sweet. Estimable, why you ignore my question about hot trench musters, the odds of NS-13 rolling on time, and the Tussin? There's no on time for NS-13, so we ignored it.
Yeah, and there's not a date.
What's the Tussin?
The Tussin effect, I didn't know. And yes, the question about the hot stench monsters wasn't a question. It was a statement that there should be more of them, and there should be. Ponja says, here's a funny thought. You guys should make a special /whoam command, which only works when you search /whoam bashy. I've noticed that it does say bashy am, proud bearer of a mystery accessory.
Dan Bob says, Ruffer Zimov should join you folks for the show, and I really like you two on the radio, but it would be good to have someone able to answer the more technical questions. That is what the Thursday show is for. Please send your technical questions.
I can see the problem when there's not a Thursday show. And it is true that it's fun if we have a Jick or a Riff or a Xenophobe.
The reason I'm here is generally because Xenophobe can make the show, or they forget that there's a show, or...
Yeah, all right, or they're doing something else, and they're not contractually obligated to do a show in the same way I am, so if they don't feel like doing it, I don't want to tell them to do it, because I'm not the boss of them.
He can tell me to do it, because otherwise I don't get shoes.
I can tell you to do it, otherwise you have to sit in at home and do nothing. She's 188 says, answer my question!
What the fuck is your question?
Wait, I don't have a question.
Yeah, fuck off.
America's National Model Sock Fest Week, we said that. I am sending in a question. Is this a good question? Go eat a dick, choose 188. Ranava says, will there ever be another piece of body armor in the near future? Hands, feet, waist, weight, etc. No more equipment slots at all.
Okay, that says, can you drag them out of the rooms for a Monday show sometime? No.
I couldn't. I could probably throw a riff over my shoulder.
Yeah. Xenophobe, however, could beat us all down.
Leo says, I haven't been playing KOL recently. Pokemon Diamond has consumed my life. Online play with voiceover IP is awesome fun. Pokemon?
How old are you?
Fred Levi, you leave us for Pokemon?
How old are you?
You? How old are you, Fred Levi? What the fuck are you doing playing Pokemon?
Under 15, it's okay. No, 18, you're too old.
You're too old for Pokemon. You should be playing Kingdom of Loathing exclusively. My Severus asks if we've heard of Dr. Steel. No, I have not. Plunger says, dear Mr. or Mr. Skullhead, is the huge mirror shard supposed to work if it's equipped in the offhand slot against the naughty sorceress?
No.
I believe Jake said that it should.
I thought I distinctly heard it. No.
If it doesn't, then it shouldn't, because Jake was going to fix it if he wanted to.
If he wanted to. None may know.
Let's see. Oh, Fred Levi says, all right, also Shockman for TurboGrafx is out this week. I don't remember TurboGrafx. I think I might have played one once, though. Did it look similar to a Genesis? Was that even a console, the TurboGrafx, or was it just the arcades? No, the TurboGrafx 16.
The fuck is that?
It was an old handheld.
No, I was distinct.
One of the first ones.
I was only Nintendo my whole life until I got a PlayStation.
Yeah, but
which was going to be Nintendo, apparently.
And I'm not going to buy any damn TurboGrafx games because you have to have classic controllers for them.
Ooh, the printer's possessed.
So it pisses me off.
Or is that the fax machine?
NC Sorcerer wants to have a bot in the clan chat to roll dice for raffles. I think it would be fun to have a little clan casino.
I also think it would be fun to have a little robot butler in your...
there are some pretty good bot builders in this game who you could probably ask. And maybe they would...
Wow, a lot of good questions came in while a little bit. Yep. Good job, you guys. Thank you.
Andres asks, among other things, could you guys give us a way to clear the bet records archive instead of having to wait 2 weeks? I like tracking my most recent bets in one day, and looking at my oldest bets is a pain. I doubt the MMG is going to get any kind of upgrade. We kind of put that out there, and we said, go ahead and spend all your money. Meat.
Kingdom Lotto Man says, me sleepy, yet I must stay up until 5 a.m. so I can see the new item of the month. Any recommendations on something to make me less sleepy?
Crystal meth. Oh, wait, no.
Don't buy drugs. Don't ever do crystal meth, ever.
It'll still be there when you wake up in the morning.
Yeah, or just fucking take a nap.
Yeah, I mean, you could take a little nap now, and then you could look at the item of the month.
And then decide if you like it, because somebody's going to complain.
Yes.
All right. At the
Ponfos says... Go ahead. It's all good. You can do it.
Oh, okay. I thought you were... At the shore, when we finish our fifth vacation, the agency says, we ran out of money when we get the dinghy plan. Shouldn't they say meat?
No. No, they run on money, which is some tropical currency.
Yeah.
Hagula says the goat link can often be finished quicker than the 8-bit realm. While yes, there are fewer monsters in the goat link in total, keep in mind that the goats drop meat, boost saber teeth, and goat's milk for making milk amnesium, whereas there's nothing you can do to drop pixels that won't actually put you further from your goal of completing the quest. That said, with that taken into consideration, could you please do something to make the 8-bit realm more interesting? I disagree with that, Hagula, because in the process of getting the key, all of those pixels that you get are useful, because you can use them to make red pixel potions or blue pixel potions, both of which have their value. Red pixel potions are the easiest way, at least for me, to beat the shadow guy in the Naughty Sorcerer's Tower.
Menden says, huh, I think my question vanished. Kill that bug. I just went down there.
I didn't hear it on the radio, but we did actually answer it on
It may have been when the radio was shifting on and off, but we did answer it. That there is, she's able to combine a disease with a big stick to make a staff, S-T-A-P-H. And that is part of the card game content, which maybe someday will be released, and we made a big long thing about that. But we did address it. You weren't forgotten.
Yes.
All right.
Rufarama asks if the Spam Sandwich will ever be a cooking ingredient. Probably not. Because it's a sandwich. I mean, it's a completed thing. Wow, Istanbul knows John Panett. Why you get to a leg roll? You crazy. You need more vegetable. No free refill. You go now. That guy was so funny.
God, that
back
just
in the day.
I had just had a flashback, though. My ex-boyfriend used to always do that routine. Always.
Because it's funny.
I know, but now I'm thinking about that, and it's put me out of the mood for sex.
NC Sorcerer says, lately Jake's been focusing on new familiars and stuff, but what about new costumes? I always, when I'm writing stuff, try to add an outfit and into whatever set of items we're doing, because I know people like outfits, and they like trick-or-treating and all that fun stuff. So there will be a couple in NS13, at least three that I can think of.
Dan Bob asks about who the dev team is.
If you go to documentation and some credits and acknowledgements and the development team,
you'll get a list of them.
You will see who they are. That list probably is slightly out of date, but not too much. The dev team, they're not people who are on the asymmetric staff. I mean, there's the entire asymmetric staff. And then there are people who just gave us good suggestions over the course of our planning.
Mm-hmm.
And we added them to the dev team. And I do think that Hagula should be added. Yes.
There will not be a hairstyle equipment slot, although I'm very happy to say slot once again on this show.
Hagula says maybe my way of making some of the pixel monsters drop fully made items like a Koopa shell from the Koopas. I don't understand why this is a problem. I seriously don't. I mean, the 8-bit zone is kind of tedious, but the 8-bit zone is not a place you spend a lot of time in, and everything you get in there works. Okay. Let's see. The TurboGrafx-16 says this demo was produced by NEC. It was a 16-bit home console system with an 8-bit processor and featured hits like Bonk, I Remember Bonk, and Dungeon Explorer, Newtopia, and others.
Never played it, sorry. Yeah. I had a Game Boy and a Game Boy Color, and that's where it ended.
SMB said, Is it just me or does Jake run Gmail? The chat pane told me it was experiencing technical difficulties and then cheerfully said, and we're back. Forlock says, why is the Wand of Nagamar a melee weapon? When was the last time a wizard bapped someone over the head with his or her wand?
I totally bap people over the head with my wand.
Well, if you use the wand to cast spells, it's not really the wand that's the weapon. Pretty much the only way you can use the wand as a weapon in and of itself is to hit people with it.
Ah, Istanbul brings up a good point. The reason the Golet seems more painful than the 8-bit realm is because there are, what, 8 different monsters in the 8-bit realm, but only 3 in the Golet. So maybe we just need some more Golem ones and just not of the saber-toothed goat.
Yeah, but they're arguing at cross purposes there, because Istanbul is saying the Goatlet is the one that needs fixing, and Hagulus is, for the past year, been complaining about the 8-bit realm. And Hagulus says, remember, you can make a white pixel out of one red, one blue, and one green, so those red pixel potions are setting you back if you're not using those pixels to make white pixels. But...
Okay, honey, stop thinking.
But who the fuck cares?
Pondrus, we did answer this. I forget if I asked this. Is Jake going to post the I don't know what words mean document? I would love to see that.
If Jake has such a document, we could definitely see if he would post it.
So, all right, and let's just stop talking about the 8-bit zone. Sorry, Hagulus.
Yeah, because it hurts my head. I actually enjoy going in there and just collecting an assload of pixels. I'll spend like 50 adventures per ascension doing that.
Everybody wants to talk about it now.
It'd be nice if you could get some of the pixel equipment in hardcore without spending a bazillion turns there. That is the hat, pants, and sword, says Chazo. No, it takes as long as it takes.
Yeah. Enjoy the game, people. Why are you in such a rush? Just enjoy, sit back, read the text.
Istanbul is saying if you change one, change the 8-bit because they're both annoying, but the 8-bit is longer.
No, he said
Gleeb says if you're going to change one, change the 8-bit. The Goatlet is kind of annoying, but the 8-bit takes longer. No, it doesn't.
Doesn't. We just demonstrated
that it takes...
Less than, it only takes 18 adventures.
Well, the 8-bit takes one turn longer because it took 26 when I did it.
All right, what else?
See, Dan Bob says a non-combat adventure or several or a choice adventure or both would be very, very nice.
I agree with that.
But if we put those in there, people would be like, oh my god, you've made it so that I can't fight the number of goats that I want to fight. Any adventure that we put in reduces the chance of monster encounter. So it would have to be an adventure where you could choose to get goat cheese or not.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, that's not really a choice.
We can't click this link. Sorry, Severus.
Yeah, it's a video.
Yeah, can't do it. Maybe
Snape.
Someday.
Snape.
Severus. Snape. Dumbledore. By the way, go to YouTube and find that. Because
Harry Potter puppet pals. Doo-da. Patnesca just spent 36 turns getting pixels. That strikes me as reasonable.
Yeah. Get over it. Enjoy the game. Read the actual text things. Like, my dear and loving husband spends a lot of time writing all your combat texts, and you should read them and enjoy it.
And every time you get them. I don't think the goat thing needs fixing either. Not every zone in the game has to have a whole bunch of super interesting stuff. Like, in a role-playing game, there are always some grind zones. And the goatlet is a grind zone, and so is the 8-bit realm. But there's a shitload of stuff you can make in the 8-bit realm if you're not concerned about maxing out your run. And if you are concerned about maxing out your run, you will spend less than a day's hardcore oxy in there, which I think is reasonable for part of a quest.
Yeah. Chazzle says, well, the people rush now because of the anticipation of NS13. Lots of people want to get perm skills quickly just before the game gets significantly longer. Okay. Well,
why should that be my problem?
It's not our problem. We don't play this game.
Well, no. Adjust the game so that the way I've chosen to play it is more fun. I mean,
no, well, obviously one single test doesn't prove, this is Putnesca, how long it takes to get something, but we do have a dev team, as we've been talking about, that have tested it and have deemed it not in any need of change.
But I think it's sufficient to say that it is possible to do it in 26 turns with a decent RNG and a gravy fairy.
Well, I mean, I had that.
Just the fact that it is possible means there's nothing wrong with it.
And there are just random things. Like, I remember the last time I tried to get a harem outfit. It took me over 150 adventures to get the harem outfit, which isn't supposed to happen. Xenophobe, last time he played, when I was bitching to him about my 150 adventures, he was like, I got it in 6. And that just, it just happens because that's what happens, because there are freak anomalies and statistics, and that's okay for that to happen. And
yeah. If we could make the game more predictable, but then it wouldn't really be a game. Now, would it? And I understand, I don't like the tone of your comment there, Putneska. Like, one single test doesn't tell how long it takes. Like, no, I didn't run 80 of them with a fucking spreadsheet open so I could tell you exactly the range of turns it would take. But I can tell you that I did it in 26 turns without even a lucky rabbit's foot, which would indicate that
it's possible.
You know, if it's possible to do that, then it's fine. You know, it could take you 50
again,
turns, it could take you 6.
There is a dev team, and they do a lot of work for no money, and they've probably run that test far more times than anybody else.
Yeah.
And they've found it to be fine.
It would be hard for me to test this right now, because I already have a shit ton of pixels.
Okay.
I pulled all of my stuff out of Hank's, and I have thousands of pixels, because I like going in there.
Okay.
Go ahead and click on Snip Link.
No, no.
Click it.
No, it might break the computer. Okay. I clipped it.
Mm-hmm. Get your hand off my mouse.
You said I could use the mouse today.
I'm not sure what that means.
I don't know, but it's really cute.
It's some kind of thing about Canada.
I'm not from Canada. I'm from Minnesota.
Yeah.
It's very different.
Do you have turbidity in your reservoirs?
What?
That's what that whole comic was about, is turbidity and reservoirs.
I have none of the fuck
turbidity.
I have gutters.
Hagenus, thanks us for thinking of him as a potential deaf person. I think
it doesn't matter if we think that. Yeah. It matters if Jack does, if he's listening to the I mean, he's supposedly has read or will read all the transcripts, and Zeleny has personally forwarded quite a deal of Hagenus's comments or suggestions to Jack himself. Almighty God.
Noob says, hey, I just got a maple leaf and saw that it was discardable. Bug or feature, just saying, should familiars with no honor cell really be discardable? They probably should not, and I should probably fix that.
Sorry.
Stop grabbing my stuff.
Well, I'm trying to check on stuff, too.
No, you don't even know about stuff. You don't know me. Why are you looking at me like you know me?
All right, the maple leaf is no longer discardable.
Right.
Ta-da!
And I think on that note, since we are out of questions and out of our minds...
Stinky.
Yeah, we'll get the hell out of here. I Speculum is ready and willing and more than able. So we'll see you guys in... I got my show coming up tomorrow, and I'll be here next Monday with whoever's around. Bye. You want to say bye?
Oh!
Say bye!
Bye.
Hey, Janet.
Yes, Brad?
I've got something to say.
Uh-huh.
I really love the skillful way you beat the other girls to the bride's bouquet.
Oh, Brad.
The river was deep, but I swam it.
Janet.
The future is ours, so let's plan it.
Janet.
So please, don't tell me to can it.
Janet.
I've one thing to say, and that's damn it, Janet. I love you. The road was long, but I ran it. There's a fire in my heart and you vanished. If there's one fool for you, then I am it. I've one thing to say, and that's damn it, Janet, I love you. Here's a ring to prove that I'm no joker.
science examined. Made me give you the eye and then panic. Now I've one thing to say, and that's damn it.